The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yitzchak Basser, Dayan at the Beis Avad, and has been brought to you by the Beis Avad Halacha Center.
Today's Daf Pei Beis, is sponsored L'Iloi Nishmas, Henya Basrab Eliezer Aleh HaSholem.
A person got a Tzura Toiva. They were gebenched with a new Einikel. They decided to get their Einikel off to a sound financial start by buying him a $1,000 bond. The bond is non-replaceable. If they lose it, they have no way to retrieve their money. So they want to get it to their child right away, so they hire a courier service to pick up the bond and deliver it in person to their child on behalf of their new Einikel. The delivery man comes, he picks up the check, and drives out to his destination, and parks his car. Unfortunately, as he's walking to the recipient's home, he slips and falls, dropping the envelope containing the bond. The bond falls into a deep muddy puddle, and by the time the delivery man can collect himself and fish out the bond from the puddle, the bond is waterlogged and illegible and is no longer worth anything. The question that must be addressed is if the delivery man is responsible to reimburse the owner, the sender, for the $1,000 loss that he caused him. At first glance, this would seem to be the subject of the Mishnah in Bar Metzia, Daf Pei Beis Amud Beis. The Mishnah says, Hamavir Chavis Mimakim Lamakim Vishibra. If a mover moves a barrel from one place to another and he broke it, which the Gemara explains means that he tripped and fell, causing it to break. So the Mishnah says, Bein Shomer Chinam, Bein Shomer Sachar Yishava. Whether he's a Shomer Chinam or even if he's a Shomer Sachar, he swears and does not pay. The Mishnah goes on to bring down Rabbi Eliezer's words, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Zev Zeh Yishava, Utmiya Ani Im Zeh Zeh Yishchaylun Yishava. The Gemara explains that Rabbi Eliezer is trying to say that we have a Messiah that the Halacha is like the Tanakhama says it is. But he wonders, why should such a thing be? The Gemara explains that his question is twofold. First of all, tripping and falling can be considered an act of Pshia on par of Gneva Veda. In other words, it's not a true Pshia, it's not a full-fledged Pshia which would obligate a Shomer Chinam. Rather, it would be on the level of a Shomer of a Gneva Veda, which would only obligate a Shomer Sachar. So Rabbi Elazar asks, so I understand why a Shomer Chinam can make a Shvua and not pay, but why should a Shomer Sachar be Potter? For a Shomer Sachar, tripping should be considered enough of Shia to Mechayiv him. And that's the first question. The second, Rabbi Elazar's second question is that the only time that slipping is not a Pshia, is if the worker is supposed to be carrying the item on a Makam Medrain, on a tilted surface, on a slanted surface. But on a level surface, tripping is considered a Pshia, and even a Shomer Chinam would therefore be chayiv to pay. That is how the Gemara explains Rabbi Eliezer's Tmiya. The Gemara goes on to answer Rabbi Eliezer's Tmiya in the name of Rabbi Chiya bar Abba and Rabbi Yochanan. He says like this, Shvua zu takonet chachamim hi, shim yato imerkein, ein lecha odom hamavir chavis lechaveri mimokim lemokim. So the Gemara is saying that in reality, a shomer sachar or a shomer chinam going on level surface should be obligated to pay. The reason that he swears is only to protect the viability of the moving industry. If we obligate movers to pay every time they fall, no one will want to go into the moving industry. So therefore, it's a special dispensation that Chazal gave to movers, that even though it is considered Pshia, on a flat surface it's a real Pshia, on an inclined surface it's a Pshia for a Shomer Sachar, Afal Pikein, Chazal made a special tour, and the mover gets off with a Shua. Based on this understanding, Rava goes on to say that the text of the Shua can't be Shua Shalai Pashati, but like every other Shomer, because you can't say that you can't make a shua. The mover can't make a shua that he wasn't negligent, because he's putter in this case. Because due to this takana, he's putter even if he was negligent. Rather, the text of the shua is shua shalei shivatia bekavana. He swears that he did not intentionally break the item. So it would seem from the Gemara that the halacha is that a mover is putter on any pshia provided that he did not intentionally break the item, so that he should have been moving. That's what would seem to come out of the Gemara. The Rosh, however, makes a revolution in the sugya. The Rosh says that the entire sugya is going according to Rabbi Meir, that holds niskal pleshehu, that tripping is considered a pshia. That is why Chazal had to change the text of the shvuah from the normal shvuah shalei pashatiba, swearing that he wasn't negligent, to a shvuah shalei shavartiya bekavana, to a shvuah that he did not intentionally break it. However, according to the Chumim, and we paskin like the Chumim, we paskin niskal lav pleshehu, tripping is not considered a pshia. Therefore, there is no need to make such a sweeping change to the Shvuah. We don't have to change the text of the Shvuah so much. We can make him swear Shvuah Shalei Prashatiba. We can have him make a Shvuah that he was not negligent. In other words, negligent on a level that would only implicate a Shem Rechinam. And still, the movers will be protected. So in other words, if a mover is a Shomer Sachar, so then that's where the Tekanas Chachamim will come into play. That even though he's a Shomer Sachar, we'll let him off with a Shvuah that he was not negligent, that he Shalei Pashatiba. However, a Shomer Chinam does not need a special Tekana to absolve him of his obligation. Because anyways he's Potter on tripping. Because tripping, tripping is not a Pshia. We hold Niskalav Pashehu. That is what the Rosh says. Tor takes this revolution one step further. He points out that the Gemara explains, in when it's describing what Rabbi Eliezer's Matzmiya on the Tanakhama, so Rabbi Eliezer says, Teinach b'makom medrin. It's good to say that it's not called the Pshia if the guy is going on an inclined plane. Shalai b'makom medrin, if he's going on a smooth surface, mi matzi mishtava, can he possibly make a shvuah and absolve himself? In other words, it's a word from Rabbi Eliezer that only an inclined plane is not called a pshia. But if you have a smooth plane, it's a real pshia, and the Shem Rechinam would be chayiv on it. So the Tor points out that according to what the Rosh says, that lahalacha we hold you need a shvuah shalei prashatiba, the only time he's potter from paying, even a mover is potter from paying, is if he's able to swear that he wasn't pesheya, that he wasn't negligent. So if so, it should come out of the Gemara that the only time that we have a ptur is if the mover was going on an inclined plane. But if he was going on a smooth surface, there is no ptur, and a mover would be chayiv. So getting back to our case of the courier, it would depend where the courier was when he tripped. If he tripped on an inclined surface, let's say on a ramp, then he would be entitled to make a shvuah shalei prashatiba, and that would absolve him of his obligation to pay. However, if he tripped on a level surface, then he'd be considered a pesheya, he'd be considered negligent, and would be required to pay. That is what should come out, lahalacha, the shvuah sedin, according to the Torah. However, that's the shvuah sedin. However, the Torah points out that even though that is the shvuah sedin, but lefnimi shvuah sedin, there is an obligation on the owner to absolve the mover of his responsibility. This is based on the story brought down at the end of our perek, that Rav instructed Rabbi Bar Rav Huna to go lefnei mishus adin and absolve workers who were negligently broke his barrel of their obligation to pay. Rav based his ruling on the pasuk in Mishlei, L'man telich b'derech toivim. Person should take the high road, and in the case like a mover, where it's very difficult to prevent costly mistakes that are likely to consume his entire profit, a person is enjoined and is expected to act l'fnei mishuas adin. According to this, even if the courier were to slip on a smooth surface, there would still be an obligation of l'fnei mishuas adin for the owner to absolve the courier of his responsibility to pay. So this is all the opinion of the Torah. The Shulchan Aruch, however, does not draw a distinction between whether the surface was level or inclined. In both cases, the mover is able to make a shvuah shalei pashatiba. The Sma points out that this is based on the Rif, the Rosh, the Rambam, all of whom do not draw the distinction of the Torah between an inclined surface and a level surface. The Shach explains that even though the Gemara quotes Rabbi Eliezer as saying that tripping, shalei b'malka medrin, tripping on a level surface, is a pshia, that opinion is only that of Rabbi Eliezer's. And we don't hold like that, la halacha. What comes out, according to the Shulchan Aruch, is that even if the courier were to slip on a level, to trip on a level surface, he would still not be considered a Pesheya. He would not be considered negligent, and he would therefore be entitled to make a Shvua Shalei Pashatiba. He would be able to swear that he was not Pesheya, and he would be absolved from paying because of the special Takanas Chazal protecting a mover who gets paid for as long as it was not a Pshia. That's what would seem to come out of the Shulchan Aruch. However, the truth is that the Nesidus of Mishpat over here in Simin Shim Dalet of Kan Aleph says that this whole Takanas Chachamim that we described in our Sugya that limits the responsibility of a mover is only discussing someone who's moving something that's very heavy, because then he's likely to slip. However, someone carrying something light is not included in this special Takanas Chachamim. According to Nesidus of Mishpat, therefore, a courier who delivers letters and light packages would not be included in this takana, and therefore, if he's getting paid, then even though we say niskal is lav peshehu, even though we paskin that someone who slips or trips is not considered a pesheya, however, the responsibility for tripping would be on par with that of a gneva neveda. And therefore, if the courier is getting paid, he would be responsible, Mishura Sadin, to reimburse the owner for the lost bond. Okay, so that's all as far as Shura Sadin is concerned. What's less clear is if there would be an inyan of Lefnim Mishura Sadin on the part of the owner to absolve the delivery man of his obligation. We pointed out that even according to the Torah, in spite of the fact that tripping on a level surface is considered pshia, there's nonetheless an obligation of lefnim mishuras hadin to absolve the worker of his responsibility to pay. One could therefore argue that even according to the Nesivus of Mishpat, that if the load is not heavy, there's a heightened level of pshia, which precludes him from being nichlal, from being included in the Takanas Chachamim, he would still be entitled to the idea of the concept of lefnim mishuras hadin. On the other hand, one could also argue that the moving industry described by the Gemara was one of minimal profitability, and that demanding compensation for negligence puts undue burden on the movers. And it's possible that that's why there's an inyan of lefnim mishuras hadin to absolve the workers of their obligations. It's possible that the courier business is of a different nature, with presumably larger profit margins, and therefore they may not be an inyan of lefnim mishuras hadin.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.